Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. What's going
on?
What's
up, kid?
Yeah. Ace. It is 6:17, and I'm actually very excited. And I'm going to tell you why here once we get into sports. So let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
There you go.
All right.
All right, everybody. Shut up and listen. This is fantastic. Let's just start. You know what we're going to be talking about, NFL, because it happened a lot over the weekend.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off, man. So the Detroit Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-23 for the first time live on Rock 107 WIRX.
I was going to say, they were 0-2 going into this game, right? And then we start airing them on WIRX, and what do? Yep. They win.
NFL's been played for over 100 years. None of those games count, Brock. No. But since we started broadcasting it yesterday, the Lions, they're 1-0. They're 1-0. They're starting fresh, man. You know what? I'm telling you.
It's their year.
It's going to happen. You watched them yesterday. They did look pretty damn good, dude. They didn't look bad.
Stafford's arm looked strong. You know, the team looked good. I'm just going to say we were pretty much the 12th man. The IRX was the 12th man. We were.
It was exciting. It was exciting. Prater comes in at the end. Of course, Prater, who looks like Nick Swartzen to me, the comedian.
He does. That's a really good comparison.
But, man, just boots it. Just boots the ball. You know, that's one thing that the Lions have always had, and they could always kind of lean on is Matt Prater, man. And you know what? Kicking a field goal there at the end to secure the win. There you go, kid.
Boom.
There you go. But wait. DS Moore doesn't stop there, man. Chicago Bears beating the Falcons 30-23.
You're going to love reading about this story, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Why? Because I was right. 101% right. And if anybody here listens to sports, you've heard me talk about it throughout the whole season. Well, there's only been two games, the third game. But first two games, I'm like, hey, guys, as soon as Foles sees a snap, your Chicago fans are going to be like, whoa, look at this. This is fantastic. What effing happened yesterday? They got one snap. The first series was a little all right. Still a little bit better than Trubisky, though. Second, third series, he was just warming up, fellas. Just warming up. Nick Foles goes out there and wins. He throws for like three in the fourth quarter to get your team on top of the Atlanta Falcons, dude. So there you go. Always said that Nick Foles was underrated. And here we go again. The Eagles put him in place of Carson Wentz, and they almost won, or they did win a Super Bowl. MVP of the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Mind you.
Yeah.
And then you throw him in over Trubisky, and people are like, oh, you know, he's actually pretty good. He's an MVP Super Bowl quarterback. Morons, should have been playing from the beginning. So there you go.
Well,
Chicago finally figuring it out. I'm getting mad.
I'll give the – here's the thing. You know, Trubisky is their number one guy, and I was listening to Tony Dungy, and he made a really good point. And this is what he was kind of explaining. He's like, look, you don't walk away – it's a big statement when you pull out your number one guy. You know, and Trubisky, whether you liked him or not, whether his play was good or not, they committed to him at the start of the season. Yes, they got Foles, but, you know, they were kind of looking at some things. So – and people are like, well, okay, is Trubisky going to be back in next week? And no. And Dungy made a really good point, and he was like, you're making a statement there saying, all right, we gave number one a shot, we put number two in, we're sticking with number two. So I think we're going to see Foles now for the remainder of the season, barring any injuries or anything crazy on there. And it was Trubisky's to lose, and it is a little weird, though, I will say. Obviously, as much as I like Foles, and I like Trubisky, too. Trubisky has actually been playing decent. And
compared to his past.
Exactly.
Sure.
He brought him back from behind to win against, what was that, second week or first week? Anyway, It's like, okay, it's a little weird that they were really quick on that hair trigger, but maybe they were just looking for that excuse, even if it was kind of an off one, like, nope, that's it. We're going
Here's the thing.
With
even though he was playing a little bit better, you still watched it and you were like, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. It's not clicking. I don't want the ball in his hands at the end of the game. I'm sorry. Yep. If you come back a little bit and you play a little bit better, dude, as soon as he comes in, it was like totally different.
Yeah.
The pace was different. The tempo, just everything about him is, dude, he's not flustered in the pocket.
Dude, he stays
he's throwing
in that
pocket. He threw that one touchdown. That's craziness, dude. So you Chicago fans out there, you should be happy.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you should be pissed off that it took this long. I'm sorry. Just because you guys recruited somebody, well, he's supposed to be good. Doesn't matter. You're wasting time. You're wasting NFL games with somebody that just doesn't click.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened last night. Boom. Foles goes in. You win a game. Now everybody's happy. Everybody's on board now. So, hey. Go ahead. Raise me up on your shoulders. I called it 101%. Thank you. No problem. You're welcome. All right, let's keep going.
your Green Bay Packers played last night.
It's all right. No, look, they're 3-0. I'm not going to sit here and say all the things that I want to say. We're just going to let it happen. They're 3-0. They beat the Saints.
I'm not going to say anything bad about your Packers because you know what? You're right. They're playing fantastic.
They're playing great ball.
I'm telling you, whoever it is did it. Who the F pissed Rodgers off? Who pissed him off?
Everyone did. The last 5 years, everyone pissed him off. They're like, he's done. Dude, he's washed up. He's got nothing. They got Jordan Love. He's out of here. You might as well retire. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is since we've been watching him on that podcast, Brock, it's like, it's a different – he's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's scary good. Somebody pissed him off, and, dude, he's very relaxed. He's in a point in his life now where it's like he knows he's getting older, and he's just not making any more mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like stupid little mistakes that it would be a good throw, but he probably shouldn't have threw it in a double cover. He's not doing that anymore. Dude, he is completing everything, running the ball when he should. Dude, I don't know if anybody could beat this team. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. Kansas City's good. There's a lot of great teams out there. But, dude, Green Bay is looking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's scary because when Aaron Rodgers is in that tempo, dude. So do yourself a favor. He's on the show. He's on a Pat McAfee podcast every Tuesday. And he does it live. And, dude, I'm telling you, if you watch it, you're like, oh, my God, he's not going to lose. He's just in that relaxed GOAT mode, dude. Mm-hmm. That they all get. That they like. They don't even know what happens during the game. They're like, yeah, I'm just letting it ride, man. Letting it ride.
I'm excited for the rest of the season. I really am.
So. You really should be. And I know you're biting your lip because you don't want it to blow.
Exactly.
Blow it, but
exactly.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, they are looking good. one more quick local one here. Indianapolis Colts beat the Jets 36-7. Last night for you Colts fans out there. Tonight, Kansas City going to be in Baltimore. 8:15 for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
And, more football to be had. You know what? I know I've been rambling on a lot, so I gotta save some of these stories for next hour, but I do have more for you. So
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. Yeah, rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:25, Brock Hunter.
This is the song used to go into sports. What happened to the Michael Jordan song?
No, this is exactly how sports is going to go. Actually, this is perfect as we build up for our massive announcement right now. Folks, we are so excited because we can officially announce now, like officially it's in there, that we are going to be hitting the links once again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to be back at Pipestone Creek Golf Course October 31st for your Halloween golf tournament.
Stop being a damn fool.
Stop being
People
a damn
would
fool.
Kill to hit the long ball like you.
That's right. Hunter, Kiki, myself, Saturday, October 31st, teeing off at 10 a.m. at Pipestone Creek Golf Course for your Halloween golf tournament. Dude, this is going to be awesome, man. You know, everyone had such a great time in the last one. A lot of people are like, are you guys going to do another golf tournament? You guys have to. And we're like, wow, this one was great. Maybe we should. And it just so happened that Halloween falls on a Saturday, and we're like, why don't we do the Halloween golf outing? And it's there. We're going to be there.
This is perfect. Dude, I'm excited. I am so excited. It's like one of my favorite holidays. It's one of my favorite sports.
Yeah.
What else is there? What else you got? You want to throw in there?
Well,
oh, yeah, beer? That'll be there, too. Yeah. Jesus.
Beer and stuff. $69 for an individual, $276 for a foursome. That includes 18 holes, a golf cart, lunch from Coloma Subway, Halloween golf balls, and a golf towel. We got some awesome custom stuff we're doing. And get this, too. Because it's Halloween and we're in the Halloween spirit, costumes are encouraged. We're actually going to have a prize for best individual and best team costumes. How awesome is that?
I'm going to dress up as Jason Voorhees and just hide in the pond all day long.
All day. Just scaring the hell out of everyone. Seriously, you do not want to miss out on this. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have an awesome time. It is just another great day on the golf course. That's it. That's it. So don't miss out on the WIRX Halloween Golf Tournament Saturday, October 31st. You can get registered now, WIRX.com. And folks, remember, the last one sold out, okay? Our last golf tournament sold
out. Jump
on
this for sure.
Don't wait, okay?
You know what you should go as?
What?
Shooter McGavin, because you're a jerk.
Actually, that's not a bad costume idea. That's right. The only other thing I thought about busting out was my Elvis costume. We'll see. I think there's going to be... I'm definitely going to be wearing a costume. What I'm going to be yet, I don't know, but I'm going to be in full costume. So, all right.
Dude, this is exciting. I'm pumped. So, yeah, guys, get signed up.
Yep.
Get there right away, man, because like you said, last one sold out. Not to mention this one's bringing the Halloween aspect too. Yeah, so people are going to love it.
It's going to be awesome, man. So sign out, get all the details, WIRX.com right now. All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Well, Bud is stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
There you go, kid. There you go. NFL last night. Lions. What's up? What's up, Lions? 1-0 on WIRX. That's right. I'm calling that out. Yesterday, we broadcast. We got a lot of stuff going on here, Brock. Doesn't that feel nice?
Yeah.
We're just killing it over here, aren't we? We're playing Lions games. We're hosting golf tournaments. We're still doing terrible radio in the morning. It works out.
The morning show still sucks, but, you know, everything else, though, is great.
But, yeah, Lions broadcasted yesterday for the first time on Rock 107 WIRX, and you can catch every Lions game from now on Rock 107. So check that out. They won yesterday, 26-23. Prater boot one through the uprights to win the game. Not to mention, Lions didn't look bad.
No.
Dude, I'm telling you, they don't look bad. They don't look fantastic either. Let's be honest. I'm not going to sit here and say they look like
better.
A Super Bowl winning team. But
they looked better. But
you know, good pat on the back. Yeah. Good pat on the back, you Lions. There you go. You know what? Same thing with the Bears. Bears beating the Falcons 30-23 last night. You know why? Because they listened to what I had to say the past 2 weeks.
Is that what
they put
was?
Foles in finally. Well, what's happening? Why can't we win? I mean, I guess they are winning games, but barely, you guys, with Trubisky. Last night, it's not like he did anything extremely terrible. It's just he does not click. He doesn't have the what is it?
The je ne sais quoi.
Whatever it is, he doesn't have it. Foles has it, and everybody saw it last night. So thank you. You can congratulate me for calling it out since Foles left Philadelphia, I've been calling that. Like, wherever he goes, somebody's going to be lucky.
Hunter.
It just so happened to be the Bears. Now they put him on the bench. I'm like, dude.
You're so smart and know so much about football.
Dude, did you see what he did in that Super Bowl?
He did great.
Not your common quarter. Trubisky's not going into that Super Bowl and doing that. Sorry. Am I wrong? Anyway, there you go, Bears.
Right.
You figured it out. You put the guy in. Indianapolis Colts last night beat the Jets 36-7. And there you go, Colts. Other local teams kicking some ass yesterday, man. That's what's up. Green Bay on fire still. And you know what? I call it how it is, Brock, even though I want to rub it in. But rub what in? There's nothing to rub in. They're fantastic. Aaron Rodgers, dude, has not lost any of the tempo that he has had since week one.
Yep.
I think he's old. He's just probably drinking some fine whiskey after the game and is just enjoying life.
I think he's having fun. And you know what? Them recruiting Jordan Love, I think, was a blessing in disguise. It wasn't to motivate him. I think there's something that's clicked in his head. And, you know, when we were talking about him and Pat McAfee, and you kind of see this with older quarterbacks when they're in their twilight years. There either comes a time where they run it into the ground and they let their age get the best of them, or they turn a new leaf for like, I had a great career. I had a lot of fun. I'm just going to have fun. Whether this is my last year or not, or whether I get traded, I'm just going to have fun playing the game.
Maybe something clicked. It probably clicked when that happened. He was just like, you know, there's nothing I can do. Yep. I expressed my opinions for years. So, you know, it's not like he's sitting there thinking, oh, Jordan Love is going to take my spot. Yep. I don't think that ever crossed his mind.
No,
ever.
God, no.
I think what pissed him off was, for God's sakes, dude, give me a Megatron, dude.
Yeah.
Look what he's doing without. Just imagine if they did use that draft pick for some you know, 6'9" receiver here, that just snags anything out of the air.
My one thing I will say, though, is why I'm not upset about them not drafting a rookie receiver. Because here's the thing. Rookie receivers usually need time. Very rarely will you see a rookie receiver come in and be an all-star. It just doesn't happen. You got to learn the rhythm of the game. It's so much different than college. I would have rather have maybe seen them do some, like, trading up or down to get maybe someone from a different team or something, like someone who has
What's Megatron doing?
Is he still in Detroit?
No, I don't think he's even playing. I think he's retired. No? But bring him out of retirement. He could play.
There you go. Yeah, they got Gronk out of retirement. He's down there with the Bucks.
You know?
Cripes.
Who's I can't, it's right on the tip of my tongue, but Green Bay, he was out yesterday. He's their best receiver.
Oh, Devontae.
Yeah. Dude. Actually, you know, I kind of bite my tongue because he is that guy.
Dude,
Devontae is probably one of the best receivers.
But see, now here, I think it's so funny. We go back, you know, 7 years, people were just, Devontae, he can't catch that because he was a young wide receiver. And so I don't want a bunch. We have young wide receivers. If we would have got another one, whatever. We got to look towards the future. I think we still got plenty of years with Rodgers. Jordan's going to watch him, hopefully, the next 3 seasons. And then we got ourselves a great quarterback. So we'll see.
So, dude, interesting football. And you know what? Just proved over this weekend, too, that, man, they're coming out to play. I said it in the first week. I'm like, dude, the quarterback play is insane this year. It's proven true. It's great. I love it. Nobody's making any big mistakes. And it's just, dude, if you – don't screw up, because if you do, you lose it.
You're done.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So tonight, there's still some football going on, my friends. Real quick, Kansas City going to be in Baltimore at 8:15 for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
So there you go.
That's it?
Sports this morning.
All right, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.